Hello, hello. Welcome back to Looking Up When Things Look Down. Hallelujah. What we're talking about here is Christ-centered recovery, the recovery that only our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, can bring us. My name is Craig Wiley. I'm minister here at Hope Church of Monroe here in Monroe, Michigan. And I'd like to kind of talk about for just a few short minutes what Christ-centered recovery is about, and maybe a little bit of what it's not about. What I'm trying to do here through the guise and the, I'm sorry, let me reword up. What I'm trying to do here through the Holy Spirit, through His prompting, is leading people away from self and toward the cross of Christ. Hallelujah. I myself have struggled with addiction, alcohol. I struggled with cocaine. I've struggled with pornography. I've struggled with just being madly in love with money, fame, fortune, all the things that the world says are yummy yum. You know what I mean? I have been totally lost and saturated with this foolish nonsense for too long. And it, of course, led me to where it was either death or in prison. Those were the two things I had looking forward to it in my future with addiction. And as we know, the thief, meaning the devil, comes only to kill, rob, and to destroy. You know, and for many years I struggled with my addiction, and I was going through the 12-step programs all this time. Hallelujah. And still I struggled and struggled and struggled and struggled and wouldn't surrender. And it's because there was no depth. There was no meaning. Even through the AA program, it was all about self and self-centered. It was about my sickness. It was about my addiction. And it was just how to put a band-aid on a problem that was much bigger than just the alcohol and the booze. And it was a problem that we're all born captive to. And that problem is sin. You know, there are no chemical solutions for a spiritual problem. AA, the sad thing about it was always teaching me in this program that my higher power could be a table, it could be a chair, it can be a can, it can be my buddy next to me. It had no depth, no root, no meaning. People, chairs, cans, and will leave you and desert you, and then you're right back to where you were. Jesus, the Son of God, the Son of Man, Jesus, God in the flesh, can never leave or will never forsake us. Once we make a choice to surrender our will, our desires, our life over to His loving care, He will do the rest. You know, the fact remains that the cross of Christ has set me and you free. It has totally set us free in our mind. It's totally set us free in our body. It's totally set us free in our health. Christ said, "By my stripes, you have been healed. You have been set apart. You have been made whole, and you are a new creation in me." Now, those of us who have surrendered our hearts, minds, will, strength, emotions, all over to Jesus Christ, we now have this inner peace, this peace that only God can give. We have this hope that only God can give. Now, me and you see clearly who we are and what is causing all of this pain, heartache, and misery. What is causing all this addiction? What is causing all these things that lead us astray, that actually lead us into the path of death and destruction? Now we know, we can see through the eyes of our loving Father. And also, it helps us to see our neighbor and the people who are struggling, what they really and truly need. Amen. You know, so sadly, AA has a form of godliness, but it denies the power thereof. They say this higher power that they reach out to, like I said earlier, can be anything. And they don't want to give this higher power a name. So they're kind of smacking the Lord God in the face, saying, "Hey, we don't need you. We can do this without you." Which is so sad. And when the Holy Spirit finally got a hold of my heart in this situation, that was one of the first things He spoke to me about was, "Wow, you've got to get out of this thing. You've got to get out of this program. You've got to move away. You've got to go somewhere where you can find out what the Holy Spirit is doing in your heart and in your life." And you know, I struggled with that. I did. I struggled with that because, you know, I've known AA for so long. You know, it's kind of blasphemous. It really is. It really is truly almost blasphemous. It's almost a total talk against. And people say, oh, they talk about God and the Holy Spirit and what God can do. No, they don't. No, they don't. They tell you, hey, my name's Joe Smo and I'm an alcoholic. You raise your hand and you name that and you claim that. That is totally against what God says you are and what He died to set you free from. You're claiming defeat. You're not claiming victory. Victory can only be found in Christ. You know, sadly, I know men and women who have found sobriety through the AA and the 12-step programs. They have found sobriety. And you may think, well, then it served its purpose. No, they will still die without Jesus Christ and split hell wide open. See, this is a lot bigger issue than putting a band-aid on something. This is what AA is doing. It's just putting a band-aid on a problem. It's not solving the problem. It's not setting the captive truly free. Only Christ can do that. Hallelujah. So, you know, I have this observation that AA's only goal, if you think about it, is to stay sober. They'll tell you that. Our only goal here at this table is to stay sober. All right. Well, that's not the goal that Christ has for you. His goal is to set you totally free. He wants to set the captives free, and only He can do that. Not AA, none of these self-help programs, none of the psychology. I don't care if you've got a postal digger's degree and you went to school for 20 years. None of that hog fat can set anyone free. Only Jesus died for man's sins. Only Jesus can set the captives free. It's only by His precious blood that you are made whole. So you may be able to find some help for a short time. You may be able to find some help for a short period, but none of that has any root. Only Christ Jesus is the cornerstone and the foundation that we must build our houses upon. All other foundations are sinking sand. They'll all be washed away. They all have no root, no value, and they all won't last throughout eternity. Only Jesus lasts throughout eternity. And if you surrendered your heart, soul, mind, and strength to Him, then you will live throughout eternity with Him. So I just wanted to break a little bit of ice on what AA is and what AA is not. What AA is not is a Christ-centered recovery program. What AA is a lie of the flesh, teaching me and you this lie. It's giving us a band-aid. It's trying to make the outside of us look good while the inside is still a mess. That's all it is. It's a whitewash. Hallelujah. Well, this is a short podcast today. I just wanted to say a few words today, and we'll get back with a guest hopefully next week when we talk. Amen. I want to end with a prayer. Father God, I am truly blessed and thankful this day that I have the indwelling of your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. Only you can teach and guide, Lord. I surrender my will, my heart, my desires to your leading, Holy Spirit. Guide me in your truth and all wisdom, Holy Father. Let all things be done in you and for you, Lord Jesus. I love you and I give all to you, Lord. Bless this ministry and bless what you're doing here, Lord Jesus, for it's all about you, Lord. We love you and adore you. Until we meet again, God bless you and have a good day. Bye.